Yeah, Brandon Sanderson has released 643 novels.
Yeah, and rewritten Jesus. All of our old favorite classics, yeah. Making them somehow better by cloning and embodying the people who wrote them originally.
I don't think it's true that he wrote 630, but I bet you he's at least
I
done
took you at your word on that. I was like, wow, how?
Oh, so nice.
So much. Good. We're getting better at that.
Yeah, so good. Anyway, what were you ripping off from Game... Sitsock, everybody.
Sitsock!
Sitsock, this is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
This is Joe.
So that was Joe.
And as per usual, I'm ripping off Game Grumps.
We're just ripping off Game Grumps.
Always. No, we were just talking about having a song in our heart, and there was a bit he did about that. And he was just on the episode, he was like, yeah, if you guys ever do this, you just got a song, you can do this. So I got permission to do it. He's just like, I don't know, I don't know. And it's fucking insane.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I know. But apparently it's just called Lady Diff. You just do mouth noises until you get to the apex. You just do Lady Diff. And okay. Every now and again it just shows up in my brain. And when you got a song in your heart.
PSA.
Learning and growing.
There's...
Wait.
Drugs.
And, oh, God, I'm so glad I found that hour-long video.
Oh, my God,
so
yes.
there is a new Dresden Files book out. And I know Aaron, you're not Aaron. Kendrick and I are very large.
I don't know how
large.
To take that.
Don't. It's my inability. I've told you this. I call Amy Caitlin all the time when they're hanging out playing fucking Arkham with us, sitting right next to each other. I guess that's more
of
an excuse.
I did that while we were playing games here, too. Like,
yeah, so this is a PSA for everybody. This PSA game shifted tarded. Hardcore. If I say your name wrong, it's not because I don't know you or don't like you. It's because I'm truly and utterly an idiot.
You should try being in like a class environment where you have Caitlin and Chelsea both
tutoring.
That yeah, I am impressed so, on yeah. How little that happens to you. Bravo to you, sir, for being able to maintain that. Because that's
I just got the most dagger look at all ever from Kate because she's not hearing what you're saying. She just heard me say you should hear. You should try being in a class with Caitlin and Chelsea.
Kate's
she looked like I was okay. About to die.
You might well
okay,
be.
So they're The I think it's book 14 of Dresden Files has come out this week, which is last week. I don't know whenever we're playing this, but it's come out recently. It's on audiobooks. Got James Marsters if you're a fan. It's going to be theoretically it is going to be a good part of the series because it's things are coming to a head that are going to get worked out.
Nice.
And I'm really excited to read it. So if you're into Dresden Files, there's a new book that comes out, and the next book is already. Also out for later this year. Like he's basically like it's already being published for later this year, and it's already pre-orderable, which is amazing because we had to wait so long for Peace Talks, and now we get like a twofer once in this year.
Well, I kind of got the impression he was sort of writing two, wasn't he?
I didn't know that, but yeah, that's great. Like that makes it better. It's like how they shot the Avengers movies, so or like the Endgame stuff. So that's awesome.
Well, I just mean, like, I thought I heard somewhere. He's like, yeah, I can't figure out how this book's going to go. Maybe I'm making this up, but I just want he said somewhere that he wasn't sure how that book was going to go without also writing the next book.
Oh, interesting. That makes
sense.
So,
like, he kind of had a double-length story in his head.
Nice.
But he also hasn't released a book since, what was it, he got divorced and he moved across the country and his dog died. And
yeah.
Jesus.
He basically was living a country song, and then...
Well, no, it was. That was it. That was actually it. Like, he, it was all those things. Like, he divorced his wife, now is married again, moved across the country. I think he said his dog died. There was like, it was just all the shit happened. It's like, wow. Okay.
And that was 6 years ago when he published his last book. So it's been 6 years since Skin Game.
And he was on about one a year for the most part, right?
Up yeah, until then. Yeah, I think that's right. So it was like 2001 to, he did two in 1 year in 2001. You know, Summer Night in 22, and then it's been a year since then for every book up to Cold Days, which was 2 years between, and then it was 6 years between. But getting two in this year sets the average back a little bit nicer-ish, but it's still better than George R. Fartin.
I can't stress this enough. I really can't stress this enough. Martin has not released a book since the entire Game of Thrones series first went on the air. Originally.
There you go.
Since when Game of Thrones first started filming to now, he has not released a single Song of Ice and Fire book.
Has he released any other books?
I think he released a couple of other side books. I had to walk that back, because I think he actually did release some random other stories and total nonsense things. But
fair enough.
In that entire time, not one book. In that time, though, what's his name?
Harry Dresden?
The one you like, the other author.
Oh, Brandon Sanderson?
Yeah, Brandon Sanderson has released 643 novels.
Yeah, and rewritten Jesus. All of our old favorite classics, yeah. Making them somehow better by cloning and embodying the people who wrote them originally.
I don't think it's true that he wrote 630, but I bet you he's at
least
done.
I took you at your word on that. I was like, wow, how?
No, he's like a career
beast.
Writer. Yeah, he likes it.
He's not just a beast. He specifically said it's a job. So treat it like a job.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Thing. He has a team. They maintain internal wikis and like character bios for all the stuff.
Oh,
and
that's badass.
By other people, so like he could look up stuff. Yeah, no, but I mean like that's how you do this. It's not just him in a vacuum. He's very good, and he thanks his team. He acknowledges his team. He's not a totally egotistical. He might be an egotistical shithead, but he he has a staff that he pays to maintain. His ability to write, basically. So he has like a whole internal wiki. He's got like all of this stuff that helps him organize it. So when he writes, he just blasts it all out, and it can be proofed against all this other stuff to make sure he doesn't fuck up his own timelines, because he likes to do huge, long, 1,000-page epics that cross multiple generations of people,
and tends
to not have a lot of plot holes because of
it,
that. So.
And to that point, it's not even just generations of people. He has this entire thing called the Cosmere, which is like an entire galaxy of planets that all are part of some unified story, source origin story, and it's nuts. It's so big, it's insane. I'm not going to get into Brandon Sanderson, but the PSA was that Dresden Files is getting two books this year, and one of them just came out, so if you like that, you should go read it. But
I am going to get to
Hell
that.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk more about that?
No, we don't have to, because like, if it's just me and you have read them, it's just going to be us geeking out about Dresden. Yeah. So
I'm going to go back to that one once I finish the second Powder Mage trilogy, because the last audiobook came out a few months ago, and I finally am finishing it now. I have like 10 chapters left.
I have got to actually start reading those books.
If you liked, what was it? Sharp's Rifles, something like that. It was like a historical fiction.
Yeah.
Sharp's Rifles.
I'm trying to remember
Kate's giving me the nod. It was Sharp's Rifles.
Cool.
and essentially, the author, I keep wanting to say Brian Clevenger, but it's not. It's
Cleavager.
Cleavager.
Of a Powder Mage.
Great New York bootager.
Brian McClellan. For some reason,
that's
Brian
not
Clevenger,
even close.
8-bit Theater. I say Brian and I launch into a different name. I'm dumb. That's how it is. But Brian McClellan studied writing from Brandon Sanderson's writing classes that he taught. So McClellan studied under Sanderson for a number of these times through these classes. They're friends. They're not like super best buds, but they're friends. They know each other. And so he's got a similar method of being able to just crank these books out. And they're not garbage. I mean, like, it's like Stephen King, like, oh shit, you just made it. I just invented another universe. Whatever. I'm not in this one though, for some reason.
Right.
But so he cranked them out, and they're so good. Basically, he said his original inspiration was he wanted to have like 1920s gangsters, but also magic. And then he went and I think he straight up owned up to it. He watched Sharp's Rifles and was like, nope, never mind. It takes place in that time. and he just shifted the whole story to take place in like Napoleonic era.
That's awesome.
Totally fictitious universe that's very similar to like Bulgaria, Eastern European kind of stuff, which you don't often see. So it's kind of a fun, slightly different thing. And then there's totally not France, and then there's totally not North America. There's a section where the guy's got what he calls a Boz knife, and somebody asked him, like, "What's a Boz knife?" And he's like, "It's just straight up a Bowie, but there wasn't a Mr. Bowie in this universe, so I had to give it a different name, and I had a friend called Boz, so I called it a Boz knife." And it's like, that's the coolest thing ever.
I dig it.
That's pretty sweet.
That's badass.
Yeah, so I absolutely love it. And essentially, I think we've talked about it a lot, and I'll continue talking about it forever. It is a Napoleonic era, but there's also living gods, and there are sort of wizards that are also debaucherous, like sex-crazed maniacs that have formed their cabals that can pull power from this other universe called the Else and just burn people or destroy cities.
Gotcha.
Then there's powder mages who can snort gunpowder and use that to do magic, including the ability to ignite gunpowder across a field or change the curvature of bullets as they go through the air. And then there are these Nacht, which are the least magically inclined. They don't make as much of a difference in the last series, but they're really big in the first trilogy, which is like one of the guys doesn't need to sleep. That's it.
See, if that was of all the list of superpowers, that is the one I would take.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he has to, like, rest sometimes. He can't just run for days.
Sure. But like,
he just doesn't need to ever
you just
to sleep.
Don't need to sleep.
Does he have, like, the downside psychological issues that come with, like, a normal person not sleeping? Like,
he's perfectly fine. It's just he does need to, like, sit.
No, I just want to, like, he doesn't need the REM cycle. Like, he doesn't have to, like, try to do something else to replace the REM cycle. He's just good sleeping.
He's just
okay.
Fine. Yeah.
Sweet.
And there's a lot of those, like, Nacht that are just like, oh, yeah, this guy can, this guy can detect magic. He can just smell it. That guy over there can, like, he can see farther. Like, it's just all these random little things, and then if you're Nacht, then you're a special category. But, so there's, like, three different magic systems baked into here. Oh, also gods. And it starts off, the first thing starts off with one of the, in that Bulgarian-esque city-state, whatever, the main guy, Tamas, kills off the entire aristocracy and the king and all of their wizards that are called privileged. And he just killed them all in a coup in one night. That's how the first book starts.
That's pretty intense.
It's like, wow. Okay, so.
Okay.
Sure.
We're going in feet first here.
And there's a couple of short stories, and all of the main books are narrated by this amazing narrator, except the last one, because he got throat cancer and didn't.
I remember you telling me about this. Yeah, yeah.
So he opted. They were gonna wait for him, but he's like, "I'm not kicking this hard enough or fast enough. So you need to read this book." So they got another guy in who's very different, but is still as good. So highly recommend it. I'm about to see how it ends.
Was that not the guy who, like, trained under him so that he could, like...
Yeah, he apparently they did train a little bit together, and mostly it's he does do a different direction. He's not doing an impersonation, but what I like is that he pronounces most of the names the same way, because the woman reading the short stories mispronounced everything, and it upset me.
Oof.
Like, she didn't pronounce anything the same way, and it confused the shit out of me. There's one difference in this latest one. There's a character called... I actually don't even know how it's spelled because I never read him. I'm only doing the audiobooks. But the one guy called him Sediel.
Oh, that's a real struggle. Legit struggle. Because, like, if you talk to somebody who's only read the book and say the name that you hear pronounced, they're like, "Who are you talking about?" Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have their own version of pronouncing. Yeah. I totally understand what you're saying.
The struggle's fucking real. So the character is called Ka Sediel in one, and the other one's Ka Sediel. Like, it's not that big of a difference, and different characters do pronounce it differently, but there's a different mapping of differently pronunciations in the new guy, and it was throwing me off for a little bit, but it's not too bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So, I started reading the Artemis Fowl series again, because my wife has...
Oh, yeah!
My wife has the entire collection, and she loves those books. And I wanted to kind of bring that up, only because, one, I'm actually enjoying them. For young adult fiction, actually really good, really interesting characters. The first book is really drawing in. But as you may have realized, Disney Plus just released the Artemis Fowl movie, it just avoided theaters and went straight to Disney Plus. And we watched it. And you know what? We've had many discussions about how books are not in movies, or, you know, totally different media. You know, like, they need to be separated, yes. Right? And I've brought up my point that there are certain points where if you're doing the source material, like if you're making a movie based on a book, if you miss the fucking point of the book, your story falls flat. My key example of that is I Am Legend. That's the one that I've usually brought up.
The most recent movie.
Yeah. But for Artemis Fowl, we sat down to watch it, And when, like when we saw like we the last time we were in the theater, I think we were gonna go see Avengers, like one of the Endgame or Infinity War, and there was a trailer for it, and it's the first
I remember
time,
seeing the trailer.
yeah, it's the first time I've seen Laura excited for like bouncing in her seat, excited for a movie. And I was like, holy fuck. She's like, can we go watch that? I'm like, yes, we're gonna fucking watch Artemis Fowl. Yeah, it's awesome. And then we sat down, we started watching it, and 2 minutes in, as it's doing the credit reel, it's directed by Ken Branagh, and I inside
Oh,
went, oh
God.
no.
The first Thor movie wasn't that bad.
No, Ken, that is the only movie I'll fucking give him credit for doing.
Yeah. I
He's.
mean, I don't think it was the best one, but like
No, it
it
was good.
wasn't nearly
Thor
as
was
bad as his
good.
like Hamlet or any of the
Hamlet
other
was
movies I've
awful.
seen.
Every fucking movie that he.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, God.
Is that good?
No.
No. It was him
No.
chewing the scenery for hours of my life I won't get
Yeah.
back. As well as a couple of editing and filmmaking and like camera angle choices that made me mad.
Yeah. So,
Everything about that movie just made me want to spit at it. It was
yeah.
awful.
And yeah, and just like, and again, it's Ken Branagh, so he puts his name in fucking everything. Written by Ken Branagh,
His
directed by
face,
Ken
wherever
Branagh,
he can. Touched
performed by
inappropriately
Ken
by
Branagh.
Ken
He
Branagh.
plays Perot.
Fondled. Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, you're no.
And he's like the most overplayed Perot. It's like Perot's not, I mean, he's understated and then he's not. That's the fun part, is he's a quiet little Belgian dude,
Yeah.
and then when he gets to the reveal, he's the center of attention because everyone's like, oh shit,
Dude,
this guy's real.
John
But because
Malkovich.
Branagh was just,
Yeah.
yeah.
That his Perot
Yeah.
was really good.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm a we could go into Perot for a long time,
Yeah, we
but
could,
suffice
yeah.
to say, Kenneth Branagh did it wrong.
Yeah.
And he's doing another
And
one.
he did another one wrong. So here's the problem. So the entire, the titular character, Artemis Fowl, is as with a lot of, young adult fiction, he's a boy genius. He's incredibly gifted, but he's the
14.
bad guy. He's like he's like 13 or 14. He's the
If he's
bad
14, you know
guy.
it's Japanese.
Oh yeah. Like for
Too soon. What? I don't know.
what?
I just wanted to say something. I know nothing about what you guys are
Okay,
talking
so
about,
yeah,
so I just wanted to.
so like, he's trying, like he's discovering the world of magic and that like the fairy tales are true, but in different, and there's a, it's a very
He looks
well.
like he's running like a fucking secret agent organization in the movie.
He kind of like in the books, he kind of is, but he's this very like silent, brooding, dark character. And it's like he's intimidating just like to be around. And then he's got this really big badass butler whose last name is Butler, and he's like his muscle. And there's all these like they just make this really great character. Like he's hard to deal with and he's hard to read and everything. And Ken Branagh decided that instead of that, why don't we make him just like a regular 14-year-old kid?
Oh, he's more relatable that way.
Yeah, because he didn't believe it. This is a directly quoted. He didn't believe that audiences would buy into a kid being the bad guy.
Is he the bad guy?
Yeah, he's the bad guy in the entire series. He kind of goes back and forth between being the good guy, like being a somewhat anti-hero, but it's always just to further his own means of getting what he wants. They have, there's like 12 books. They've done billions of dollars worth of revenue. And he's like, nah, people won't buy it.
No,
Like,
dude,
did you read
he's
it?
just repurposing it. He's making his own version of what he thought Artemis
Sure.
Fowl was going
And
to be
I'm
then.
glad you say that because he also made some other decisions. Which again, it's like again trying to keep in the mind books and not movies. There's with trying to be more open to diversity and film decisions and what being what they are, what they want to do, right? So they're like, okay, the character of Butler is described as being like Polynesian, like he could pass for Japanese if he wanted to. So they cast him as a black guy, like as a big black guy with
shining gray hair and the bluest eyes I've ever seen on like a person. And I don't know if that's just like his actual eyes or not, or if it's like visual effects. But I was like, okay, cool. They made Butler a black guy. I can dig it. And then there's like one of the characters on like the fairy world is Commander Root, who's a like cigar chomping, you know, hard as nails, you know, by the book military commander. So of course they cast Judi Dench.
What, why is that a joke, of
No.
course, or like, are you like,
No,
okay.
they cast Judi Dench to play that character.
That's weird.
And I'm like, oh, I
Did she
don't
chomp on a cigar?
know. They didn't
Nah,
even
come
get
on.
that. And I'm like,
Well,
and I
can
was
we
like,
just
give.
agree that this movie is fucked up? Like, they fucked it up and,
Well, yeah,
like,
it was just like,
they shouldn't have done it?
they just, yeah, it's like, and they took elements from like two or three of the books and jammed them into one, which whenever you do that on a big series, like, you lose a lot of shit. And then there's some weird antagonist who doesn't even show up apparently until like halfway through the rest of the series, and they do nothing with her. Like, she's just in the background. She's like, she's to move the MacGuffin along for a bit, and they're like, what the fuck is, and I'm looking at her, I'm just like, it's like, this
Joe, I
must
feel
have
like
been
you have
like
as many feelings about this as you do about Resident
a
Evil.
little bit,
Closer.
a little bit, not quite as
I didn't
much.
realize that you were such a Phalion. How did, what are the fans called? Artemisians?
I don't know.
Artemisalis?
I don't
What's his
know.
organization called?
It's just Artemis Fowl. He just put his name
It's
on.
Art Artemisians.
Artemisians. I
Artemisian.
like that. But yeah, it was just like,
I didn't look it up. I just like that
I
word.
just hate bad filmmaking and bad decisions like that. It's just like, I don't understand why you did
Be
this.
better.
Be better. But yeah,
yeah
it
it
was a
sucks
fucking
because
train
I mean
wreck.
we don't have too much time left, but it
Sorry.
sucks because Disney Plus needs to make sure that they're not putting out shit, I think, because right now the fumes of Disney like Disney Plus is on promise fumes of shows in the future and getting Hamilton and having The Mandalorian. Like, those are like the things that are causing Disney Plus to be successful, I think, besides like the like it's probably what I would imagine is a smaller percentage of people who are there for purely nostalgic reasons, like so they can watch all the Disney Channel original movies and
Like
well,
all
like
there's
Vivian
probably a
Gerber
lot of
stuff.
people there, but after 6, 8 months, they're probably gonna be like, I think I've got my fill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so if they can't get those Marvel and Star Wars shows out faster and they keep putting out crappy like movies, they're never gonna beat things like Netflix, who puts out more movies, not necessarily all of them good, but continuously puts out movies that are like not like sci-fi, I don't want to compare it to sci-fi, but they regularly release movies and they or shows and they're not terrible. Like not all of them are terrible on average.
Yeah.
So I know they need to get their shit together. Get
You
your
know, I
shit
think
together, Disney
that get your
Plus.
shit together. You know what is?
Disney Disney
I will say this just real quick. It's not that I'm getting mad. I'm getting mad on Laura's behalf because this is something she was really excited about, and they fucked it up.
Yeah, that's
And
not
I'm
true
just like,
either.
dude, like, man, that sucks. And like, I feel like it was how I was watching Avenger, like the Marvel movies, and then she being kind of a newcomer of like, what's going on? I was like, well, they kind of took this and they did this with it. Only that was like fun. And in this, she's like, no, this is wrong. This is like, they don't need to do that here. It's like, this doesn't make any fucking sense. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. I wish I could have done
I'm
something to
so
make this
sorry.
better.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we'll end it
Yeah.
there. But I'm gonna. Speaking of Marvel, we're gonna talk about. I'm gonna make you guys listen to me talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. next week, at least
Hell
for a
yeah.
little bit, because it's pretty interesting.
I'm on
So.
board
Boy,
for
I'm
that.
so far behind on that. Yeah.
We've actually had a
But.
chance to catch up, so maybe I might be able to have be in that conversation.
Nice.
Like you're watching
Nice.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now?
Yeah, we got
Oh,
to
cool.
one of the later, like one of the last seasons, like when
Oh
they
wow,
went to
I'm
the.
only on 4 right now, so no spoilers.
Oh, okay. I will maybe not
There's a
talk
lot
as
that
much.
happens.
I will have
So
to
much.
look.
All right. So, bye everybody. Thanks for listening to Shit
Like,
Talk.
comment, and subscribe. We love you, Mom.
Yay.
Stop
It's true.
recording now.
Bye.
Stop listening 4 seconds earlier.